to e-cigarettes now. A new study commissioned by Japan's health ministry says e-cigarettes contain more cancer-causing agents than regular cigarettes, and that one of the 10 samples tested had 10 times the levels. E-cigs, or electronic nicotine delivery systems, work by heating up flavored liquids, which usually have nicotine, producing a vapor. They've been on a roll. The Oxford Dictionary just named vape the word of the year, 2014. The worldwide market is about $2 to $3 billion in sales. A recent study from Belgian researchers showed they do help people smoke less or quit without the cancerous effects of a tobacco cigarette. Then comes this new study from Japan. Let's bring back the former director of cancer science and trends at the American Cancer Society, Dr. Thomas Glynn. He's now a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine. Dr. Glynn, Tom, we've talked before. What does this study say to you?
What this study does is it adds yet another piece to the very complex e-cigarette puzzle, and it's more confirmatory than it is groundbreaking. This is a good team in Japan that did this study. But we do know that when the e-cigarette liquid is heated, some carcinogens, things that cause cancer, are created. The question is how much and how many. As you pointed out, one of the main things in this is that the headlines have primarily been e-cigarettes contain 10 times more formaldehyde, and the fact is it was one out of 10 samples. I think also importantly, in the U.S. now we have more than 450 different kinds of e-cigarettes available, and that also makes this complex.
Well, and for those who haven't heard us speak about this before, you're one of the people that isn't sure how you feel about e-cigs, even though you were once with the American Cancer Society, and the idea of getting people to stop smoking is very appealing. You were among those worried that we don't know what else e-cigs might be doing.
You know, I was and I remain concerned about the issue in that we need to have a laser focus in the U.S. and globally on getting people to stop smoking regular combusted burned cigarettes. And the question is really still out there, can e-cigarettes help reduce the number of cigarettes that people smoke? And certainly a study like this can perhaps worry people into not using e-cigarettes at all. And I think that would be unfortunate because people do need to consider, and I emphasize consider, e-cigarettes as one way that might help them stop smoking the combusted cigarettes.
Well, we've also talked in the past about the fact that even though anecdotally e-cigs seem to be getting some adults to quit smoking, teens who have been taking up vaping are then going to smoking, so there's that concern. But it seems like the question, bottom line, is might e-cigs cause as much cancer as cigarettes? And boy, this study, I'm imagining it's going to lead to others to answer that question. Why get somebody off a tobacco cigarette if an e-cig is going to have as many carcinogens?
It's an excellent question, and one of the reasons we have good scientists out there working on this, and I know that sounds like it's a cop-out, but, you know, e-cigarettes have only been available in the U.S. for about 7 years. They were only invented about a decade ago. So we are still in the infancy of research on them. And again, with all the different kinds of e-cigarettes available, we're going to see a wide range of materials that are in them, some relatively harmless, and some, as in the Japanese study, quite harmful.
Yeah, formaldehyde. So, well, isn't the answer there regulation, so that you get to know what's in the products?
And that's the key issue right now is in the U.S. When a consumer goes into the store right now and to purchase an e-cigarette, they're basically buying a lottery ticket. They don't know exactly what it is they're buying. They could be buying one of the ones in the Japanese study that has 10 times the amount of formaldehyde in a normal cigarette. They could be buying a product that might help them get off cigarettes forever and not be that harmful.
Well, in last spring, the FDA announced a proposal to call e-cigs a tobacco product, meaning they could treat them the same way they do traditional cigarettes. And so perhaps that regulation and that instruction will come at that time?
We're hoping that. And you know, I don't envy the FDA, but we do need those regulations in order to help people make the right decisions.
That's Thomas Glynn, a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine and the former director of cancer science and trends at the American Cancer Society. Tom, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
And we'll link you to our past e-cig stories, including one about how toddlers and kids are getting a hold of and drinking these sweetly flavored e-cig nicotine vials. They're getting nicotine poisoning. It can also be absorbed through their skin. So if you want to see that story, it's at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.